And while you're turning to John chapter 12, let's go ahead and pray. Father, we thank you so much for bringing us to church this morning, and we look forward to what you have for us in your word. Bless the word to our hearts now. Speak to us in that way that only you can. Help us to understand. Help us to take what we learn and use it in our lives in a practical way so that our lives can be more what you'd have them to be, and so we can do more of what you'd have us to do. So guide us and direct us into the scriptures through the working of your Holy Spirit. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, if you know this little chorus, sing along with me. You ready? This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. All right, now with that in your mind, I want to ask two questions. The first one is, what light? And the second is, let it shine how? That's the two questions I want us to think about this morning. Now, of course, the light we're talking about there is the Lord Jesus Christ himself. If you got your Bible open to John chapter 12, look at verse 46 and see what Jesus says about himself. He says, I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. Now, the reality is, we all start out in the darkness. We are all born with a sin nature, and that sin nature is darkness, and the darkness is not good. The darkness can be a scary place. Have you ever been somewhere where you could literally not see your hand in front of your face? It was so dark, you know, where the darkness was so thick you could actually feel it. Well, the dark is a place where bad things often happen, right? In the darkness, we stumble and we trip over things. And in the darkness, an attacker can easily hide and pounce on us. But we give thanks to God this morning because he sent Jesus to rescue us from the darkness, a specific kind of darkness, the darkness of sin. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 13, it said, God delivered us from the power of darkness. And the word power in that verse means authority, control, and dominance. The darkness had control over us, and we needed deliverance from that. And when we were saved, when we placed our faith and our trust in Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord, we were delivered from the darkness and we became part of the kingdom of light. When I was about 11 years old, my sister would have been 7, we took a family vacation to Virginia. Now, we took almost every family vacation to Virginia because all of my mom's family lived in Virginia. All my dad's family lived up here. So in the summer, our vacations were in Virginia. Well, on this particular vacation to Virginia, we went to a place called the Luray Caverns. Anybody ever been to the Luray Caverns in Virginia? Sure. And I've actually taken my kids there when they were littler. But we went to the Luray Caverns. And, of course, when you go in the cavern, when the tour reaches the deepest point, the guide turns off the lights to dramatize how completely dark it is below the Earth's surface. Well, my little sister, suddenly enveloped in deep darkness, was frightened and began to cry. She began to cry. And me, the big protective brother, said something like this to her. I said, "Don't cry, Shelley. Somebody here knows how to turn the lights on." And you know, in a real sense, that's the message of the gospel. Light is available in the overwhelming darkness. But unfortunately, just because it's available does not mean everybody receives it. There are some who do not see the light of Christ for what it is. Satan has blinded their eyes. In 2 Corinthians 4:4, it says, the God of this world, that's a little g, that's talking about Satan or the devil, the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Now, the word lest in that verse doesn't mean it's impossible. Otherwise, Paul wouldn't have been able to say what he did in verse 6. He said, for God, who commanded light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. So it's not that they don't have an opportunity to see the light of Jesus. It's that they haven't wanted to see it. Now, why don't people want to see it? Well, one reason is fear of exposure. Fear of exposure. In John chapter 3, verses 19 and 20, it says this. This is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, and neither cometh to the light. And then it says this. For fear, lest his deeds be reproved. See, people don't come into the light because in a warped way, they're comfortable in the darkness. They are blind to the fact that the darkness is bad. Blind to the fact that they're on a pathway leading to destruction. They are deceived into thinking that they're better off in the dark. And they're not willing to face the discomfort of seeing themselves or their situation for what it really is. But Jesus is the light of the world, who wants to show them reality. In John chapter 8, verse 12, Jesus said this, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of light. Light of life. You see, life is good in that it helps to see. And when we come to Christ, the Holy Spirit shows us things in the world, in ourselves, and in others that we never saw before. In the light of Christ, I can see sin for what it really is, in all its ugliness and destruction. And in the wisdom of the light, we see more clearly the things that want to take us down. The light helps us to recognize falsehood and deception so we can avoid making costly mistakes. In the darkness, we're vulnerable. But now, with the light of Christ in us, we're empowered. Jesus' light gives us power, insight, and clarity. Without Jesus, we would still be in the darkness. We'd still be in the darkness. Now, think for a moment about what light does. For instance, first, light exposes. Light exposes what's in the darkness. In Job chapter 12 and verse 22, it says, he discovereth, or he reveals, deep things out of darkness, and bringeth out to light the shadow of death. So light exposes, light reveals. And light revealing what's in the darkness can mean a couple of things. Of course, physically, it exposes hidden dangers. In the dark, an attacker can lie in wait, and if he remains quiet, he can pounce when he hears us coming. But if I have a light, I can see him and either avoid him or defend against him. And another aspect of light, though, is a spiritual aspect in its ability to reveal hidden sins and secrets. We have to be prepared to face what's in the darkness. See, if we're not careful, we can become comfortable with what the darkness hides. Now, I know it can be scary to face what the light exposes. So in one sense, the light is scarier than the dark. But it's better that we face our fears rather than be in denial about what's in the darkness and be content to keep it hidden. We are much, much better off in the light. In the light. But then another thing that light does is not only does it expose, but light warms. Light warms. One of the qualities of light is that it gives off heat. If you have a light bulb, not only does it give off light, but it can get pretty hot too. And I mean, who doesn't like sitting around a fire pit on a cool summer's night or in front of a fireplace on a cold winter's night? The fire is inviting for both its soft glow and its warmth. And we need to be the same way. We need to speak words of comfort and encouragement. We need to speak the kind of words that will warm a person's heart. We need to be the light that brightens someone's day. In Proverbs 12:25, it says, "Heaviness in the heart of a man maketh it stoop, but a good word maketh it glad." A good word maketh it glad. And also, you know, bringing warmth can melt a cold heart. When we share the light of the gospel, the good news of the life-changing power of Christ and the forgiveness of sin and the eternal life he offers and the peace and joy he provides, when we share that with someone whose heart has been iced over by things like tragedy and a hard life, we have the opportunity to melt the ice by sharing that light of Christ. We tell them about his love for them and how his love changed our hearts. And if they're willing, they can begin to have that ice melt away to make way for a receptive heart to the gospel. And so light exposes, light warms, and then one other thing it does is light brightens. Brightens. You sometimes hear people refer to pregnant women as glowing. Have you ever heard people refer to somebody who's expecting as glowing? Or you may hear people refer to a specific person and say, "Oh, she lights up the room." Well, the first statement refers to how a person looks, and the second refers to how a person acts. But we as Christians are to do both. In shining the light of Christ, it should show in our faces as well as our behavior and our personality. And it should be ever increasing as we go along. I want you to turn in your Bible, please, to 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and notice something that the Apostle Paul writes there. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. And once you get there, go down to verse 12. It says, "Seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech, and not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, and the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which is abolished, but their minds were blinded, for until this day remaineth the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ. But even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Nevertheless, when it shall return to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Now, the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory." That is, it's ever increasing from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. When I was in darkness, I had a spiritual veil over my face so that I couldn't see. And also, the veil prevented me from being able to shine. But now, after turning to the Lord, the veil of blindness has been lifted. And now, not only can I see the light, I'm now able to reflect the light. But not only that, the light of Christ within me increases the closer I get to Him. You see, as we go through the process of sanctification, the process of becoming more and more like Christ each day, then more of the darkness leaves and more of the light is revealed, shining brighter and brighter as the time goes on. And that's the way this is supposed to work. And that's why we sing the second verse of this little light. You know this verse? Sing this with me. Hide it under a bushel? No. I'm going to let it shine. Hide it under a bushel? No. I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Now take your Bible and turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5. And once you get to Matthew 5, we're going to start in verse 14. It says, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Now, how do we put our light under a bushel? Well, one way is through materialism. Materialism will do it. You've heard me talk many, many, many times over the years about overcoming the world. And a lot of times when I speak on that subject, I go to Matthew chapter 6, where Jesus tells us that we cannot serve two masters, and that we're to store up treasures in heaven, not on the earth. And he says in Matthew 6:23, "If the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness?" And the truth is, if we have the light of Christ in us, and we get caught up in materialism and loving the things of the world more than we love the things of God, then we're putting our light under a bushel. That's one way it happens. It also happens when we get caught back up in sin. When we got caught back up in sin, we put our light under a bushel. In the beginning of Ephesians 5, it talks about imitating God, and it goes on to warn us against falling back into sin. And then Paul goes on to say this in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 8 through 11. He says, "For ye were darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them." We, who were once in darkness, but are now light in the Lord, we need to walk as children of light, bearing the fruit of light. Because continuing in the fruitless deeds of darkness, continuing on in unconfessed, unrepented of sin, will cause us to put our light under a bushel. And so that's another way we cover the light with a bushel. And then another reason we hide our light under a bushel is because we're afraid to stand up and fight the darkness. But I want you to consider John 1:5, where it says this: "The light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." Now, one of the ways the word comprehended can be defined is overpower or overtake. And what John 1:5 is saying, that the light shines in darkness, and darkness has never and can never overcome it. The darkness cannot put it out. And that's great news, Because when we feel oppressed by spiritual darkness, we can know that no matter how heavy and thick the darkness is, it is no match for the light of Christ. Someone has said this: there is not darkness enough in all the world to put out the light of one little candle. And that is absolutely true. Darkness has no power over the light, right? Darkness can't blow out a candle. Darkness has no power to extinguish light. And Jesus wants us to let our little light shine. And the only way that's going to happen is if we pattern our lives after the light. Somebody posted on Facebook this week very simple advice that I thought was good for Christians. It said, be a moon, reflect the sun. Be a moon, reflect the sun. And when we do that, when we do the work of Christ, the light shines. And when the light shines, people take notice. Now, you might be thinking in all of this, okay, how can my little light make a difference in a vastly dark world? Well, let me share with you this story. A Hindu trader in India once asked a missionary, what do you put on your face to make it shine? And with surprise, the missionary answered, I don't put anything on it. But his questioner began to lose patience and said emphatically, yes, you do. All of you who believe in Jesus seem to have it. I've seen it in the towns of Agra and Surat and even in the city of Bombay. And suddenly the Christian missionary understood, and his face glowed even more as he said, now I know what you mean, and I'll tell you the secret. It's not something we put on from the outside, but something that comes from within. It's the reflection of the light of God in our hearts. And folks, when we let our little light shine, it can make a huge difference. So, don't hide your light. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. I challenge you to be the light that God wants you to be. Go from here and shine bright for Jesus. You see, this year here at Community Baptist Church, we're going to have a new theme. The theme is going to be the light. Wherever you are, whatever situation you're in, whatever the circumstances, you be the light. Our banner here that says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, it's coming down. Not that that's not a good theme. The one in the fellowship hall is coming down too. The banners are in the process of being made that said, be the light. And that's our challenge for this year. Be the light. Why? Because that's what God wants us to do. Be the light. Share the good news. Set an example for all the world to see and do as much good as you can possibly do, all the while pointing people to Jesus. Go from here and shine bright for Jesus. I want you to take seriously the admonition of Jesus in Matthew 5:16. It's not only our memory verse for this month in the bulletin. This is going to be our theme verse for the entire year. I want you to take it seriously. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Be the light. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the challenge from the scriptures, and help us, Lord, to take up the challenge. Help us to be the light for you wherever we go, in every situation we find ourselves, in every circumstance. Lord, help us to be the light for you. Help us never to be ashamed or afraid to put in a word for you. And then help us to back up our words with our actions so people can see the difference you make in our lives. Lord, help us to shine bright for you and be the light that you would have us to be. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.